May. 1.
Take the devil out, says Cian, pushing his big bacon and cabbage head right in my face. Fuck's sake, Saoirse, just give it one good slug. What's wrong with you?
He grabs the wine bottle from me, some cheap shit from Megan's mother's endless stash, and glugs it back like water.
Devil gone, he says, laughing and scratching his crotch.
Megan and Kate giggle in unison, like they rehearsed it earlier. Dylan and Finn keep talking, their voices low and urgent. Dylan has an arm around Finn, like he's trying to convince him of something. The Clancy twins have finished a full slab of cans between them and are beating the shit out of each other near the waterfall. Cian hands the bottle to Megan and picks up my guitar. My fucking beautiful guitar that I should never have brought. He perches his arse on a flat rock and strums the chords of Outnumbered. His voice is whiny and Americanized, West Clare accent well hidden, and if Dermot Kennedy could hear this version, he'd never sleep again. It's 1 week before the stupid leaving cert. Our last hurrah for the next few weeks. And everything's wrong. Broken. I want to blame them, but it's me. I know that now, and I understand why Megan's cold with me. Finn's her twin. There are lots of twins in West Clare, and I'd love to know why.
Saoirse, you're weird as fuck tonight,
Cian says, giving up on the singing and reverting to his real talents, drinking and being a dick.
Weirder than usual, like?
He laughs, looking around for joke validation. He gets none.
Why didn't your pal come? The mad one from Limerick. She's a great laugh, her. Thought she was all on for a party.
He scratches his arse this time, just for a change. I shrug and take a can from the pile on the grass near me. To have something to hold. To play with. I watch Finn and Dylan and am relieved when I see them laughing. At least they won't end up beating the crap out of each other too. Then Finn goes all Heathcliff, big moody head on him. He even has the dark curls and he fixes me with his eyes, spearing me, x-raying me. Dylan's all golden lad beside him, shimmery shine off.